Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On December 10th, 1718, the notorious Barbadian pirate Stede Bonnet was hanged in Charleston, South Carolina. Bonnet had been born into a landowning family in Barbados in 1688 and inherited a plantation of 400 acres from his father while still a child in 1694. He served briefly as an officer in the local militia, and he married Mary Allenby, the daughter of another landowning family in the island, in 1709. However, it seems that the life of a planter in Barbados did not appeal to Bonnet, and his family connection to the island ended when his wife died in 1714. In 1717, he bought a ship, which he named the Revenge, and took to sea, determined to become a pirate. Bonnet's career as a pirate was brief, but became the stuff of legend. Known as the Gentleman Pirate because of his origins, he began his career attacking ships along the east coast of the American colonies, before heading for the Pirates' Republic at Nassau in the Bahamas. En route, he was seriously wounded in an encounter with a Spanish warship. In Nassau, Bonnet met Edward Teach, the fearsome pirate known as Blackbeard, and struck up an alliance with him. According to legend, it was Bonnet who instituted the practice of having prisoners walk the plank. After plundering ships together for a time, Bonnet ceded command of his ship to Blackbeard, who was the more successful of the two. Bonnet was offered the chance to escape a life of piracy when the governor of South Carolina gave him a pardon in return for attacking Spanish ships under British protection as a privateer. But Bonnet attempted to dupe the governor by renaming his ship the Royal James and resuming his career as a pirate in July 1718 under a pseudonym, Captain Thomas. Eventually, a native squadron sent by the governor cornered Bonnet at the mouth of the Cape Fear River, and after a battle lasting several hours, Bonnet and his crew surrendered. Though Bonnet escaped briefly, he was recaptured and eventually brought to trial in Charlestown in November of 1718. He died on the gallows on this day in 1718. Such is the power of Bonnet's legend that he has appeared in a character in several works of fiction in recent years, including the historical novel On Stranger Tides by Tim Power, published in 1987, and the popular video game Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, issued in 2013.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.